Hello, it is me, Harlan, here with you again. This time we'll be exploring a game called Rainbow Six Siege. In last week's podcast, I told you a little bit about myself and the good podcast about stuff. Hopefully you enjoyed that episode, but now it's time for the good stuff. I will be talking about a game called Rainbow Six Siege, a game who has made the greatest comeback in the history of games. I will be talking about the ranked experience and, in contrast, the casual experience. I will discuss balances, nerfs, buffs, recent patches, and everything new that came with Operation Wind Bastion. So first of all, what is Rainbow Six Siege? It is a tactical shooter video game developed by Ubisoft Montreal and published by Ubisoft. Each player assumes control of an attacker or a defender in different gameplay modes, such as rescuing a hostage, defusing a bomb, and taking control of a capture point. The basic game type is casual. This is meant for players who are just looking to have fun playing the game, warm up for ranked play, or just mess around with their friends. In this game mode, it is best 3 out of 5. Most players are very toxic and casual, which means they are rude and mad for no apparent reason. The alternative to casual is known as ranked. This is a very competitive and serious game mode. In this game mode, your teammates expect you to communicate and help the team in many ways. There are many different strategies to winning ranked matches, such as hot breaching, which is running straight into the objective and trying to catch the opponent off guard. After your first 10 games of ranked, called placement matches, you will be given a rank depending on how good you and your team performed. There are many ranks, such as copper, bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and the very best, diamond. After the season ends, you'll be given a special prize depending on what rank you were at when the season ended. In the new operation, Operation Wind Bastion, we got two new characters. They are known as Nomad, the attacker, and Cade, the defender. Nomad can shoot out air bombs and knock her enemies down to the ground for a short period of time, while Cade can electrocute reinforced walls, making it impossible for attackers to breach through them. If you want to hear more of the good podcast about stuff, make sure to follow us. I will be posting on weekdays whenever I feel like it. Have a nice day. Goodbye.